Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com. Oh, oh, oh,
O'Reilly. Check engine, ABS, or maintenance light on? Take the guesswork out of your warning lights with O'Reilly Veriscan. The service is free and provides a report with solutions verified by ASE-certified master technicians. And if you need help, we could recommend a shop for you. Ask for O'Reilly Veriscan today. Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Auto parts.
I be rolling with you, mommy. I be feeling the motion. When I'm inside you, I be deep as the ocean. When it comes to your love, can't lie. It be strong as a potion. That's why me and you forever be coasting. Let's roll. Co-pilot on the passenger side. Be so fly. Yeah. She so lit. We so high. Just me and my chick. Yeah. Just me and my chick. Yeah. Co-pilot.
Yo, 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 what's up, y'all? Welcome to another one, man. It's your boy, Rob One, and this is Sparking Conversation, y'all. And I, like I do each and every week, man, I get up here and I talk to some of the world's most interesting people, and I want to apologize for the late start tonight, man. I had my computer was bugging, y'all. You know what I'm saying? It froze up, right, 10 minutes before the show, so I had to let it do its thing to get back right. But I'm here nevertheless. I'm here with y'all tonight. And I appreciate y'all that's already on right now, watching with me everywhere that y'all are. So thank y'all for that. Also, want to say thank you, super thanks, right, to all the people that download the audio version of this platform, y'all. Like I said, y'all the real MVPs, man, each and every week, because y'all go out there, y'all download the audio, y'all share it, and y'all listen, and y'all like the conversations that we have when I have the guests or when I'm up here solo. So I definitely appreciate it, y'all. So thank you so much. Okay. So, you know, I'm dealing with a few things technically with my computer. As you can see, I'm frozen right now, but we're gonna make it shake, all right? We're gonna get through this tonight, all right? So double shout out to all the sponsors, y'all. You know, double shout out to Second Round in the building. Y'all make sure y'all click the links in the descriptions, man, if y'all want to get more information on that. Definitely double shout out to Java Burn. Y'all know the vibe when it comes to that. All my coffee drinkers out there, y'all need a little extra boost, a little kick into y'all coffee to make y'all move a little bit. Y'all know what to do, all right? Y'all check them out. The link is in the description. Also, you want to give a shout out to Aroma Air, the oil spray fragrance company, man. They have over 1,000 fragrances, y'all. So if you guys into smelling good and you're not into the alcohol versions, because the alcohol versions do little things to you, break you out, make you itch and all that, then you know what to do, man. Come check them out. The link will also be in the description. So I always like to start the show, like I say, every time I give thanks to everybody who download the audio version, but I want to give thanks to all the people that jump on here each and every week, man, right? That jump on here each and every week and they rock out with me and they listen to what we got going on and they check me out. So for the last few shows, I had guests scheduled, you know what I'm saying? But unfortunately, things ain't work out for them to be able to be on. So with that being said, man, I like to say thank you to all the people that take their time out of their day to just even rock out with me, all right? Because, like I said, I be wanting to make sure I give you all this information, man, for real. Because I know a lot of people in my community, they don't pay attention to certain things, but I know a lot of people, they listen to what I got to say. So, you know, I want to make sure that I get certain information out there that I feel like is important, and also let y'all know that the comments are always wide open. So if any of y'all want to join the conversation and you want to get in on it, make sure y'all hit the comments up, all right? So we can make sure we can conversate with each other, because that's what it's about, even when I have a guest or not. Now, schedule coming down the road. I ain't gonna lie, I got some very, very interesting people that's gonna be on the platform. So hopefully y'all stick around. Y'all keep coming back each week, and we're gonna make sure that we got something for y'all. And like I tell y'all, man, I got some really interesting people coming through. So if this is your first time watching me, please make sure. I don't know what you're watching me on. If you're on Facebook, because we're streaming live right now on Facebook. We're streaming live right now on YouTube, as well as Twitch. And if you're on any of those platforms, if you don't mind hitting the subscribe button, right, that'll mean a whole lot. That way you guys will know every time I go live, and you know what I'm saying, we can keep this conversation going. Word. All right, so I got to get right into it since I already lost 10 minutes. All right, messing around with my computer and all that. So look, I always say this about people when it comes down to parenting, right? I just feel like when it comes down to parenting, I know a lot of people feel like their children are off limits, right? Like whenever people got criticism about their children and all that, it's off limits. So I saw a lot that was trending, what was going on with Stephen A. and LeBron. And basically it was like LeBron was like, yo, you know what I'm saying? Stop popping shit about my son or whatever. And I get the whole taking up for your kid joint. I get that because, you know, as parents, we understand like, yo, that's what we do. We take care of, we protect our children. Hopefully that's what most people do. We know everybody don't grow up with that same sentiment with their parents. But for those that have parents that really care about them, they're going to make sure that they protect them at all costs. They don't care about the way it looks. They don't care about nothing else. But I will say this, fam is in the NBA. Right. And as an NBA player, no matter what, you know what I'm saying? The way you play is going to get criticized, and nobody is off limits to that. So I know it's a fine line. I know a lot of people was on LeBron's side. It was like, yo, yeah, that's right. He's supposed to do that. Yo, stop talking about his son. But on the flip side, his son is out there on the court in a place in a situation where they have commentators for sports for a reason, because the commentators is what make people really go out there and watch the players and watch the game. The commentators are really what help in the background and make sure that people stay interested in the game because of the way that they call it. So I will say, yo, like, come on, man. You can't. It's just a thin line between that, man. That'd have been something that he could have called that man personally or stepped aside, not made it a spectacle about it. I get it. You know, protect your child, right? But not that. You know what I'm saying? You know what I mean? That's what I'm saying. Like, yo, you got to pick and choose. Like, yo, go ahead and rap for your son if that's what you want to do, but you can't do it. I can't tell you what you can't do. I'm just saying, doing it like that, it makes it look like something else. You know what I'm saying? Like, it makes it look like something totally else. It make it look like, you know, it's a more personal thing. And like, look, come on, let's be real. You know, Stephen A. been saying a lot about LeBron lately when it comes down to whether he the GOAT or not. And he's everybody that's comparing him to Michael Jordan. And, yo, he just has his stance. He just has his belief on how he feel about Michael Jordan, or he feel like the GOAT conversation, and he breaks it down. I bet. He's a sports analyst. That's what he do. If that's what he do, that's what he do, right? But at the end of the day, yo, if people know that your son is only there because you are there and you are who you are, not because he really went through, you know, like the ranks like that and really, you know what I'm saying, is like that. People just banking off of the fact that he a son genetically, that he can do what you do or at least get to that level. And I think that's what they looking for. But you, LeBron, as a player, you super great. So, like, yo, they thinking your offspring is supposed to be that just as great as you. You know what I'm saying? Or possess that. Or be around you enough to know that in this game, this is the mentality you got to have, and you got to have thick skin. So, I mean, my personal opinion about it, like, you can't tell a person what to do when it comes down to protecting their children. But at that particular point in time, fam is an NBA player. So he got to get all the critiques that come with what any NBA player get, Word. You can't, he can't just not have critiques because he's a certain person's child. You know what I'm saying? But respect to you, respect to everybody that's out there that protect their children. I bet. So we want to make sure that go out. You know what I mean? Don't just make it seem like I'm popping shit. But what I am saying is that it's a thin line, right? All right, Beth, so we got some comments already. Let me see. We got the Roe Show in the building. The Roe Show was like, that's why I respect you and how you do your show here, because it's a big risk. It depends on the live format, but you make it work very well. Me, I got a pre-record. Yo, I feel you, fam. You know what it is? I think the thing for me about going live is, and the reason why I do it is because sometimes you can't relive that moment. And I do get the pre-record thing, and I think I wouldn't run into so many scheduling problems with guests too if I did pre-records, because I could be available when they're available. But, you know, I'm really trying to treat this as a real business, right? Like this is what I do, right? And the dedication comes to going live. And yeah, I got to deal with what I dealt with today, you know, or I got to get a new computer, you know what I'm saying? And, you know, and always have to upgrade, you know, to keep it going. But yeah, I respect any way that anybody does their platform, pre-recording live or however they give it up. You know, I pretty much, you know, give it up in this particular aspect because this is my way of always staying consistent, right? It's a day and it's a time. And if somebody looking for me, they can find me. And not only that, I'm going to give you that info. And that way people know, like in that moment, what I'm giving is what's coming off their head. So whatever way that the information comes, they know it's just coming from the spirit. So, but definitely appreciate the shout. And I appreciate you jumping out here with me every week too, because you be making comments and stuff and you be in the building. So I definitely appreciate you, the Roe Show. Let me see who else. We got Camille in the building. She's a sad. Agree, but you know Stephen A got mad issues with LeBron. I mean, like, yeah, he got his little thing with LeBron, but I think it's more about the GOAT status when it comes to LeBron and the way everybody be talking about it. I don't know if it's really personal against him, you know, but like I said, you know, his son right now, Bronny, that's what they call him. He an NBA player right now. He got to take all the smoke that come with being an NBA player, yo. Your dad can't come through and tell people to relax for you. You know what I'm saying? Word. He can't come through and tell people to relax for you. This is your time to shine. You a man at this point, so, you know, we understand that you got backup, but, you know, pop your own shit or get out there and get to work. You know what I'm saying? Drop buckets, steal balls and block shots. You know what I'm saying? You know, that's basically how you get people talking about you on the other end, right? All right, bet. Enough of that. So we going to get into some shit. Y'all, now listen. I know everybody got a different opinion about what's been going on lately, what's been going on outside. What I mean by that is like with the government and all the things that's been happening. I know a lot of people are on the, I don't know what's been going on. We watched the state, the address to the Joint Congress. We saw the Democrats was completely bugging out here last week. I mean, completely, right? Just completely lost their mind. And the sad thing about it, I hate that we are tied to that. Like, I hate that as a race of people, we're so loyal to a party that we're attached to everything that's going on with them negative. They just adding black people into it, or brown people, or so-called African Americans. Because remember, we the only race of people that's in this country that have five different names as an identification to classify us as what we are when all we are is Americans. We're not African-Americans, we was born here, right? But we had five other different names. Like, if you look this up, it's people with birth certificates right now. And look, by the way that Social Security been paying people 300 years old, we know it's people with birth certificates that got these monikers on them. Like, we know we went from nigger to negro to black to, no, to color to black to now we African-Americans. We the only ones. And we just accept anything that people give it to us, right? Like, whatever they say we are, we say we are. Like, we never got to the point where we could look at it ourselves and say, yo, we ain't that. What y'all calling us, we this. And we need that respect because all we are is Americans. Because I'm telling y'all, if y'all think that we all came over here on some freaking boats, I'm asking y'all, where the boats? where the ships? Because they're not going to not make money off of people. Do you know how much money a slave ship docked somewhere where the water is and charging people to walk on an actual slave ship? You know how much money that joint to generate? Especially for people who want to feel one way or the other. If they want to feel nostalgic as a black or brown person about, you know, just looking at the conditions of their people and how they had to be traveled by being snatched. Or if you on the racist side, you want to feel like, yeah, this is how we used to own these cats. I don't care what it is, your mentality for going, but this is America and they do all kinds of stuff to get money. If there was real, you know how many slave ships it would have taken for them to really be able to move that around over here across the Atlantic like they said they did? Like, yo, come on, think about it. Like, let's just really put that down. So a lot of people that are here, we already been here. So that we, you know, and I know a lot of people don't believe that, and that's cool. That ain't my job to make nobody believe it. But I bet you if you got a $300 pair of sneakers or shoes, or if you up here bragging about how many vacations you went on and all this other shit, but you ain't mapped your DNA, then that's on you. Because it's a little $300 to $400 little investment to find out exactly what you break down to. So you don't have to go around here and say, oh, I think I'm this, I think I'm not, right? Or this is what somebody told me I was, or this is something what somebody tell me I am. You know, that's why we Democrats right now, because people told us we were. And look at what they did. Yo, little man had cancer. They couldn't stand up and clap for little man that had cancer. Talking about, nah, they used him for a prop. Like, yo, what you mean they use them for a prop? It don't matter if they use them for a prop or not. They didn't use the cancer. The cancer wasn't a prop. The fact that little man was given a certain amount of months to live and he'd been here years, and they just gave him a little honorary jump off for him to say, yo, fam, we know it. Not saying we know you might not make it. I was getting ready to say that. I don't know why. But what I'm saying is that, you know, my man battling cancer, and it's, you know, it go either way when it come down to that. So they just gave him a little something just to say, yo, as America, we recognize people regardless of what they got going on. Y'all wouldn't even clap for that. Y'all ain't clap for the little lady who parents that's there who got the migrant jumped off and did what he did. Y'all ain't do none of that. Like, I'm saying, just because it's him. And then y'all making dumbass dance videos, yo, with offbeat backup dances, and we supposed to be feeling like, yo, they for us, y'all ain't for us, man. They using us and they using our energy. Because when it come down to any of this stuff, when it come down to boycott, you know why they always asking for black people to boycott something? Because we the number one retail spenders out here in the world. We the last people to own anything. We sitting up here talking about boycotting all these stores and putting up dates for the stores to be boycotting, you know, for people to say they're not going to spend any money there. But the products of the black people or the black-owned companies or whatever the reason why, they still, what, they not going to make money during the time y'all boycotting either. And then not only that, y'all ain't got no store for them to put their joints up in. Y'all, instead of Target, where's Bullseye? Y'all ain't got, where Bullseye? Come up with Bullseye. Don't be sitting up here talking about who you ain't going to spend your money on. Give an alternative so we never have to worry about whether somebody don't agree with something we like or not, because we already got the infrastructure. Why is that? Why are we not the ones that don't have grocery stores? Why we don't own grocery stores? Like, yo, but everybody's talking about what they going to boycott, where you going to spend your money, and you ain't come together and figured out as a group of people how to invest our money yet? No, we ain't got no answers for nobody, but we just going to stop doing this. This is what we going to do. We ain't going to spend money here. Like, they give a damn. Listen, you don't think that when they do their budgeting for the year, they don't plan out for what could go wrong as well, too? That's called projections. For any of y'all that don't know business. So the fact that y'all telling them when you're going to boycott, that's corny. That's like when the rappers out here, the YNs out here telling the people where they did the shooting and the killing at. And then get mad that they going to jail for life. Like, that's y'all. April this, May that, June that. Y'all, and then telling them. So they could be like, all right, bet. So for this week, y'all, this is what we going to do. Y'all, and what's going to happen after y'all stop being mad? Y'all going to go right back to spinning to the spots and not change your mindset and say, yo, then I bet. Let me figure out how we could get our own store. Because for some reason, y'all acting like now with famine, and it ain't about the entrepreneur. So that's the one thing that I hate, too, is that because of our emotions, we don't see things from the perspective of what it is. We looking at the way that things are going and talking about fame about to make it fly for all the millionaires. My thing is that why do any of us that are descendants of people who work for free don't think that a millionaire status could be for us? Like, why? Right? Don't tell me you don't know that. Just check your last name. What is your last name? Remember, we all carry the last names of people who owned us, right or wrong. I don't care what you married into, what's your maiden name and all that. You could trace it back. But whatever the name is the reminder of the fact that you used to be owned somewhere down the line. Like, that's there for you. You don't got no native names. How many of y'all talking about y'all African Americans and y'all last name is Mbuku or some dumb shit like that? Like, that ain't your name. You know what I'm saying? And then you right. Hold on. The Rose Show, I got a comment. He was like, Lyndon Johnson tagged an entire race as the Democratic Party. No one says the word. Trump honors a kid. Outrage. It cannot be right for one, yet wrong for the rest. We will fight until we get that. And another thing, yeah, and that's crazy too, because think about this. Why are we singing We Shall Overcome still? Like, we ain't overcame yet because we ain't came together. That's the same thing. We still singing, We Shall Overcome. You got a bunch of big, grown, dusty people that get paid by the people who up here complaining about a person and ain't coming with no policies. We offer our money still. Like, yo, they get paid off of the taxpayer dollar. It's still our money at the end of the day. And they still ain't getting busy out here, yo. They ain't doing nothing but complaining and trying to act like because they do Kendrick Lamar videos, that means something, yo. And then that whole thing about Lyndon Johnson. The fact of the matter is that people put the stuff out there in front of us and we still act like we don't see it. Like, that's crazy. He said he was going to have us voting Democrat for 200 years by doing just a couple of things. And what was that? Welfare, WIC, and what you call that joint, yo? Section 8 and a few other things. These things alone is what kept the Democratic Party or the people in the Democratic Party, especially in our community, so hot, logged in and locked in, is because of the fact that they felt like they was given something for nothing. And that's sad as a people. And that's why they keep playing with us, right? They keep using our emotions. They just go ahead and start tearing down the whole Black Lives Matter little street they had in D.C. And people mad about that. Like, they using us and y'all mad. The people who run Black Lives Matter, they took that money and ran off. They got mansions, cars, all kind of stuff, right? And they only come out when something happened to somebody based on something racial. But if Black Lives Matter, it should matter no matter if Jason kills a person that's black in color or if John John did it. It should still matter. And you should never be quiet when it comes down to the things that we have going on. And if Black Lives really do matter, like I said, we wouldn't be sitting around not coming together to figure out how to create an infrastructure for us. If we are $1 trillion spenders as a group of people, yet we don't own a warehouse to subsidize, or my bad, to lease out to Amazon. We don't own the warehouse. What is Walmart? Walmart ain't nothing but a warehouse. Walmart don't make no products. You always ain't nothing but a warehouse with shelf space and they charge other companies to put up in there and they make money off of other people. The people got to ship their stuff there, you know, and all that other shit. But look, that's how they make their paper. Why we don't have one? Like, what's wrong with us? Like, yo, we ain't. That's the point that I'm trying to make, yo. And then y'all talk about when it comes down to the clothes and all that other stuff. Y'all don't support people who got independent clothing lines for some reason. Y'all think that is too many of them. But then when we go into these department stores, I don't care if it's Macy's, what mall or whatever, how many brands is sitting up in there? Yo, y'all cool. Yo, a lot of people be corny with a lot of different things, but the one thing that we can't be on this platform is that we can't allow corniness to just run like that. Like, if y'all are listening to me and y'all watching me, then we not with the corny, yo. We not with all that. We not gonna let them just keep controlling us by our emotions and just putting the wool over our eye, talking about what somebody doing. We mad about DEI, and DEI ain't did nothing for us. Like, yo, like, dead ass. Like, yo, nothing at all. At all. And then we want somebody to give us something like, yo, listen, if you earn something, that's what you get. Yo, they mad about everything. Mad about people getting fired in the government because they not coming to work, knowing that if you, wherever you work at right now, if you don't go to work, you getting fired. So I don't get it. What you mean? Like, they not supposed to get fired by not going to work? Y'all bugging. Here go another comment. Let me see. The Roast Show, look up what Malcolm said about the white liberal. I'm sorry, but I'm a 90s baby. We didn't worship politicians, and I'll never understand that kind of dying obedience. And you know what it is? It's because of racism. It's emotions, fam. That's what people are tied to. Anything to make them feel some type of way when it comes down to negative, because that's a feeling in the flesh. Right? A lot of people, you know, it's easy for them to lash out when it comes to something negative than it is to something positive, because positivity only means that to them, like, something negative must be on the way. And that's the mindset of a lot of people. That's why they hold on to that. That's why they're allowing the politicians to be like, yo, making you pick and choose, because they got Elon out here finding stuff, and now they out there blowing up Teslas and all this other stuff, because he's finding out that people are ripping us off, and the people are mad that we finding out because they don't want to believe it. Who cares what you don't believe? That's just like religion. That's like God. Do you think God don't care that somebody don't believe in him? Does that mean that he's not God or she's not God or whatever the omnipotent, you know, power is, male and female, it gotta be, right? Because only both aspects of the male and female is what makes the whole, right? Even when it comes down to your energy, having a balance of both, right? That helps you survive. You know, and think about it. Like, when you come down to the success, you need the balance of both anyway, but that's not my point. My point is this. If y'all kind of look around at the way that they've been using us for so long, there's no way we can continue to just allow them to do that. When do we take a stance, right? When do y'all don't even start at your job. Like we said, inflation been going crazy for the last 4 years, and the group of y'all just been taking whatever they giving y'all to, like, you know, they making money at the end of the year. How inflation going on in your company that you work for, they books is in the green. That mean they making money, and they ain't trickle none of that down to y'all, and y'all ain't go ask for nothing. Some companies waited till the beginning of the year to give y'all a little bit of change, right? And y'all was like, ooh, that's crazy, that's great on that. But that ain't nothing but like 1-2% of what they could have gave y'all if y'all would have went in there and asked for it. Closed mouths don't get fed, but they won't work together, right? Because people so scared of loss. Because in our community, it's like, yo, we don't, it's the togetherness that we lack. And we worry about other people when they come over here. People from other cultures, they come over there, they work together. Think about this scenario. I thought about this, like, yo, people from other countries, they'll come over here, right? They'll take that little minimum wage job, right? But they'll come over here, be like eight of them together, right? They'll be like four guys and four women. They'll come over here, and like all four of them will take that little minimum wage, that little $7 and some change. Now, if you add that up based on all the hours they get, that's that amount of money per hour, if you break it down, that's what they do. And then they break down everything else and share and split everything else, keep more for themselves, because it takes less to live when everybody chipping in. And our community, we can't even, we talk down on people who got roommates. We act like people laying because they got a roommate. We act like, yo, you got a roommate, you do this, you do that. It's like, yo, do you not see what's going on outside? I don't care if I make $100,000 a year. Like, what that got to do? We need more stuff. We need more than just what we have right now. So why would that not be? Yo, like, we find so many different reasons to not like somebody. And the thing about Elon, the only thing about him is like, yo, listen, the man creating rockets and all other kind of shit, rockets that fly off and get caught. I know some of them been crashing and all that, but so is mad NASA rockets. Like, come on, let's not act like that's the only rockets that have been crashing. The fact that people are rocket scientists for real, what's that saying that people use? You know what I mean? When they trying to say, like, a person, this something ain't that hard. What they say, yo, it don't take a rocket scientist to do da 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 da, because they know to be a rocket scientist, you got to be dumb smart. So the man dumb smart. Y'all worried about him taking y'all personal information when he only on read only, when the dude is the owner of PayPal. So how many of y'all got PayPal? If he wants y'all information, he got it already. How many of y'all got PayPal? Save if you don't got PayPal. All right, bet. But think about the millions of people that already got PayPal. But the people who've been stealing from us the most been the people who already work for the government, who got access to our stuff. Most of y'all, that identity theft that be happening, the way that the scams be really running in the major cities, where y'all think they getting the information from? Somebody is selling them your personal information. People are getting cars and all this other stuff off of people because somebody is selling your shit. So there's a person out there that's not Elon at all that got your personal information and selling it. Y'all talking about the person who's one of the richest people in the world wanting to take your money for what? He could cash everybody check from his personal bag. Like, yo, why is that? People find mad reasons not to like somebody versus finding what you can to help yourself. Like, take the information. That's why we shouldn't be loyal to no political party, whether it's Republican or Democrat. We should be talking about whoever going to talk to us and give, and we got certain demand, let's demand it together. Let's see who going to do it, and if they ain't going to do it, let's get them out of there if it's based on the voting system. Like, there's no I'm a this, I'm a that. No, I'm an American citizen and I care about the way things are going because I got children. What we doing? Period. Yo, you a Democrat? I bet. What's the policies, fam? What we talking about? You ain't talking about nothing. Y'all talking about Trump. Then I later, we can't listen to y'all. Fam already talking for herself. Fam, Trump, what you talking about? I bet. You in 30 days, you said you was going, you did all this in 30 days. Then what we got to go off of? We can't go off people who are talking about a person that's actually doing some shit. Yo, stop playing, yo. Let me see. I got more comments. All right, DeRoe Show, I will say, I'm not the biggest fan of Elon. It does make me nervous. He has all this access at his fingertips, and I just don't trust many people, but this stuff absolutely needs to be done. And that's a big fact, because without him, we wouldn't know where the waste fraud is. So we the people who is finding waste and fraud need to steal from us, why wouldn't they just silently find the waste and fraud if they got to take percentages of that? That'll be more money. That'll be money that nobody would know about. Think about it. You'll know if something came out your account. And I know. The way people be living check to check, they got a little extra $50, $60 sitting in there in between that check. They got 3 days before they check drop. Trust me, if that $60 goes somewhere, they on the phone. So we could tell if something getting taken out of our checks or not, like, or our accounts. So we could tell that. But like, what's going on with the money they finding, they could have found that money on the low and then took a little bit of that and then gave the rest back and say, yo, we done found $30 billion when they really found $40 billion. You know what I'm saying? They could really do it like that. So that's what I'm saying. We don't live in fear. Right? We don't live in fear. And that's the thing. Like, yo, we just looking at what's going on, and we should be able to assess it and be like, yo, they playing with our face. Regardless, then let's go ahead and make some shape. Because the most that people throw their debit cards up online when they want to buy something or credit cards or whatever, you know what I'm saying? And then those social media sites got all the people information, because people on TikTok, not only do they post they stuff on TikTok, they in the TikTok shop buying everything, like they card and all that. So look, they infamous. If somebody wanted to get us, y'all, it wouldn't be hard. They could just get us. So the fact that people is worried about Elon, that's a different something to be worried. That's one less thing we need to be worried about, is what a man do that build rockets. He a thief too? So the rocket man is a thief? Like, I don't know. I ain't taking up for fam. I don't know fam personally or not. I'm just saying that, yo, we live based on common sense. Common sense tell us the man that create the rockets don't need to steal. What he need to steal for? And what he stealing if people ain't got that paper like that? Where he stealing from? You know what I'm saying? The governmental agencies that he finding the information about and all that, that's stuff that they find out about payments going out, not shit that's coming. Yo, listen, y'all, we gotta pay attention to the key words. I get it. It's a lot of people who are emotional about certain things, and it's all love, right? But the one thing that we gotta do is pay attention. They talking about the payments going out. They trying to save money. They don't care about the money coming in. They don't care about money that's going in, because our tax dollars is going in at the percentages going in already off top before you even get your, before your joint even direct deposit. Right? Your money gone. So when the Democratic people and senators and Congress people out here doing Kendrick Lamar offbeat dances, you paid for that already. So even if you upset about it, ain't nothing you could do because it's paid for already because you went to work, right? You got that check, right? Every 2 weeks you get that check, right? And then boom, what happened? You know what I'm saying? That little offbeat dance that Shorty did with her offbeat backup dances, we paid for that. So y'all ain't upset about that, then I don't know what y'all gonna be upset about. But the last thing we should be upset with is about a man who create rockets stealing. Word. We don't have time to worry about that because it's like church. Like, a lot of people don't give tithes to church. I don't attend churches no more. I have my own personal reason. I don't want to say all that because my job is not to turn people off from wherever they go to worship. That's not, that ain't my place to do that. All I'm saying is that, yeah, a person, if the God that created everything don't need nothing from us, that's the same thing about we talking about the government. If we go ahead and let fam run through these tariffs, if y'all really figure out what tariffs are, so many people are screaming about Canada. Canada got 300% tariffs on certain goods and stuff that we send them, but we protect them. Like, that don't even make sense. And people are mad because fam talking about, yo, 25% here, 25% there. Right? And then ain't saying nothing about China. China just said, yo, y'all playing that game and you about to raise carbon taxes on your own people. And bam, we about to tariff you too. China just tariffed Canada at 100%. Ain't nobody mad at that. Why y'all ain't mad at that? Y'all ain't saying nothing about that. Where the videos about that? Where y'all dropping? Where y'all mad at? Y'all ain't going to protest that? That's what I'm saying, man. They just pull all the wool over our eyes, say anything they want, and because we emotional, we fall for it. Common sense ain't common no more, yo. Word up. Let me check this comments real quick. I also didn't Clinton balance the budget in a similar fashion. We are people furious about that as well. Well, yeah, he did. He did balance the budget, but that was the thing. All right, so based on the way that he balanced the budget at that particular time, you got to realize that it wasn't technically solely off of tariffs. But, you know, during that time, they did, you know, they was taxing the shit out of us, yo. Word. You know what I'm saying? So instead of spending it, or instead of all of the corruption that's been going on as of lately, it went to, you know, different things to help do that. But now what we saying is like, yo, all these countries that sell their goods here, they've been tariffing us on all the stuff we send over there. Now you got a person in there that do business. He like, yo, nah, that's not how it's going to go. This is what we doing. We're going to make it fair. Y'all doing this, we going to do that. Let's rock. Or you come build your stuff over here, hire our people, and we ain't going to do nothing. We're going to give you low, man, low taxes, and we're not going to tariff you. But if you going to charge us for stuff, and that's another thing, and that's why I feel bad for Puerto Rico, because of the fact that, you know, they've been robbing Puerto Rico for the mad longest, but they calling them American citizens, but then they can't vote. They sitting up here making it hard for them to do what they do on that coffee, because listen, Puerto Rico at one point was one of the major producers of coffee, but the way that they set this up with the merchant stuff, the Jones Act, if I'm not mistaken, you know, we all should be upset about what's going on in Puerto Rico because it don't make no sense. And then the infrastructure of Puerto Rico, but you know, every time the wind blow or the rain come at the same time, then the electricity shut off. Like, that don't even make sense, but y'all keep taking from Puerto Rico. Right, all the millionaires, because they want to avoid state taxes and capital gains taxes, they go out there and live in Puerto Rico. They don't invest in the infrastructure of Puerto Rico. Why? Why are we, as a group of people, if you know the history of Puerto Rico and know who those people are, then it's just like us. Like, it's the same thing. It's just that their colonizer, or the people who did what they did to them, spoke Spanish. That's just what it is. You know what I'm saying? Same people. Yo, don't let skin color and skin tone and all that other shit separate us. I'm telling y'all, we got to do better. There's no way that we should be out here living like that, man. Hold on. We got another comment right here. I see your point, Ra. He is not checking on us for money, especially when he is filthy rich himself and has access to a lot of money. Facts. Like, that's my point. That's why I don't understand why people are talking about him having access to personal information of people. Like, he need to go in there and take anything from anybody. Like, yo, the dude, like I said, the dude built, he catch rockets out the air. He catch rockets out the air. So that person going still, or they saying, nah, it might not be him. It might be the little people that he got rocking with him because they 19, 20, and all this other stuff. So now, because of your age, you automatically is going to be a thief. Now, I don't know about y'all, but y'all don't think them people that's finding all that stuff ain't getting paid? They getting paid, yo. They don't need to steal. Or stealing from us for what? Why would they go find out what has already been stealing from us just to steal from us personally? They finding the money, y'all. Billions of dollars. They got money to take if they want to take a lot of money. Not taking our little few hundred, few little $1,000 that people holding on to in their little bank account. Yo, we bugging. We bugging, yo. We bugging. You know what I'm saying? And let me see. I got another comment right here. All right. The issue I notice is that people often rely on information from others who have little understanding of politics instead of taking the time to research and ask questions and gain understanding. Very great point, Yessie, because God forbid that people will do any research. Right? Because it's so many people right now mad, like I said earlier, about the Black Lives Matter street that's getting tore up. But they not mad about what Black Lives Matter did to them, right? Or the way they rob people and the way they use other people's pain and energy and emotions to get themselves wealthy, right? Like, y'all, like, why is that not making y'all upset? Like, why did the people who supposedly was the directors of this, and why did they get to deserve the mansion or whatever? If it was really about George Floyd and all that other stuff, and he the reason that sparked off the whole Black Lives Matter movement and stuff like that, based on what they said, he got that knee to the neck, then the rest of his family and all that other shit, his kids and all that, why they not in the mansion then? Why the people who felt like they was all right with allowing Antifa and all these other people come in to protest and damage property and damage neighborhoods that was paid to be there to cause a ruckus and riot like that, and use us and use our image and use our emotions as the main perpetrators of what goes on in Black Lives Matter, when all we ever asked for was a level playing ground, which is sad because people keep telling us to pull ourselves up by our bootstraps, but we ain't never had the boots. You know what I'm saying? Later, for all the people who say that they second generation immigrants came over here, their parents didn't have nothing, they had to work. They had to work 2 and 3 jobs. You can work however many jobs, as long as you got paid. Our people didn't get paid. They work 2 and 3 jobs, or work the hours of 2 and 3 jobs, because it's only 24 hours a day. I don't care how many jobs you work. It's only a certain amount of time in the day. You're going to bust that down. They work all day just like that, but they ain't getting nothing but chitlins and shit, hog maws and all that. That's what they got. Huts, right? That's what they got. They ain't get all that. So, yeah, you guys is an immigrant. If you second generation and your parents came over here and they work hard and they balance it out and they made a shake for y'all so y'all could go get a good education and then y'all could live the American dream, yo, double salute to y'all. But I guarantee y'all, when they came over here, they gave them a pair of boots with the laces. So lacing themselves up by their bootstraps was a lot more easier for a person who got paid to work. I don't care how many jobs they paid, versus a person who didn't have no boots, no laces, and no pad. So I don't understand why everybody keep putting us in a position with other people. Our struggle should not be wrapped up in no other struggle but that. Like, what we doing? And reparations ain't coming for us. So why we not creating our own reparation is another thing to me. Like, yo, we could come together to argue. You see a bunch of people jumping and sharing fight videos. We could come together. We have to come together for funerals mainly. The only time we come together is for funerals. Maybe you might go to a family reunion. Y'all will go somewhere where it's good to be seen. Y'all go to a concert. Y'all go to people breaking their necks to go to, you know, all these different concerts out here. They do that. Y'all go pay to give somebody y'all energy that ain't giving nothing back to you. You'll do that, but you won't get together with a bunch of like-minded people and find a way to change your check-to-check status. That's crazy to me. That's crazy. Everybody out here got so many friends and ain't nobody helping them get none of the friends getting no money together. Like, these your real friends? And why y'all ain't getting money together? Don't tell me everything ain't about money. Don't talk to me about that. Because some of y'all can't do certain things to a certain check anyway. We hear all the conversations. We know. You know what I'm saying? We know is that money is a tool. We want to be freedom. It calls for to be free. So why wouldn't you want to be free? You love getting up every day, going into a routine of a rat race for somebody else. Then that's fine. That's your life. But you're not doing it for free. So whatever. I got another comment. Let's see. Yes, I'm so glad that you brought that up, Ra. I encourage people to watch Cogito. Puerto Rico is dying. Here's why. So much deep insight on PR and how they did my people wrong. And that's a fact. Make sure y'all go look that up. Cogito, Puerto Rico is dying. I want y'all to go check that out. I don't even think it's been out for a week yet. But I want y'all to go check that documentary out because it's so foul. Because these are American citizens. The island of Puerto Rico, all the inhabitants of Puerto Rico, these are American citizens. There's no way that they should not be allowed to participate in the presidential races or any voting that go on. There's no way they should be getting taxed without no representation, right? It should be senators, state represent, all that other stuff coming out of Puerto Rico to represent them, to make sure that they get the things that they need over there. It shouldn't be only 800 schools when they used to have 1,500 or so across the island. After, you know, when Sandy came through and ran muck over there and tore some things down, they still trying to rebuild. It doesn't make no sense for people to be able to slap whole subdivisions up over here in the matter of 40 something days, but then they can't go over to Puerto Rico and supply them with making sure that those people who got stuff damaged, just people whose houses are still damaged, they have to come over here to the States to live with their family, but they'd rather be where they from. And they can't, because why? They shit fucked up. And we know, because of the last administration, the way they did Florida, the way they did North Carolina, and then you saw what happened with California. Like, yo, so we know they don't care. And Hawaii, poor Hawaii. We almost forget about Hawaii. When we think about everything else, we almost forget about Hawaii. They shit was burnt out too. So look, I'm gonna tell y'all, man, like, we have to do more of the critical thinking, right? We got to think more outside the box. We got to use common sense, and we cannot be moved by our emotions. Go out there and boycott if you want to. More power to you. I am not the one to tell nobody how to spend their money. Spend your money how you spend your money. It's all love. That's you. But what I'm saying, it's a waste of time, because you're still going to go back spending money there at some point. You ain't going to do nothing but double them right back up. Right? Because at the end of the day, you're not going to shop at Target, but we don't have the bullseye as an alternative for nobody else to go shop somewhere else. And that's the point. Right? Just like when they tried to boycott the NFL before. They tried to boycott the NFL, but people love football. There wasn't no football to watch. Why? Because there's no other there's no teams for nobody to watch. Whenever Ice Cube came up with the basketball league that he had, people, they didn't support. They didn't do the whole hashtag this player and that player. They didn't go and put up highlights of the game. They didn't do the things to help market and promote it and keep it going, because people didn't think about it. Like, yo, imagine if we could have bought into the big three. If more people from the outside as fans could have found out through Ice Cube, like, yo, how can we invest in the big three? Like, how can we invest in the big three? How can we do that to make it bigger? Do you guys have a crowdfunding? Y'all taking in, what is it that we could do? So we can make this a league that, so yo, the players that come out the league, they got somewhere to go. For players who never might not make it to the league, but they might be good and they could come, and then boom, then other states and other cities and stuff can have teams, and that way people could move it around. Then we could become owners. We don't have to be in the NFL to own a football team. We don't have to be in the NBA to own a basketball team. Like, people are proving things. Remember the N1 that was going around traveling from different cities, basketball players challenging other great basketball players in those cities? We got the concept, but we don't own it. We won't stay with it because we keep wanting somebody to give us some shit. And we don't support it. You got the WNBA players talking about they about to sit out and they about to boycott if they don't get paid more. How you gonna get paid if people ain't coming to the game? You want to get paid more when people ain't coming to the game? Y'all want to get paid more, then you might want to have people come to the game. That means that y'all might want to be out here soliciting and doing what y'all do to get people in the game. Y'all might want to be able to do halftime shows and try to get certain people to come in and do y'all halftime shows so you can get more people in the game, even if they want to stay till halftime. They paid for the tickets. Right, to come in. Y'all want to make more money, use what you got. Like, you shouldn't have to not. Like, yo, yeah, pay for the halftime show. Book an artist. Book an artist to do the halftime. Like, what is it, 15, 30 minutes for the halftime? Yo, book an artist to come do a 30-minute set. All the people in that city, they're going to want to come see them. Then, boom, there you go. Now you got some more people in the building. Y'all making more money. The tickets are coming. Because from my understanding, y'all get paid from the team, y'all sister, in the NBA. So the NBA is trickling money down to the WNBA to make sure y'all get some paper. So it's based on the people who go into the NBA games. Hell, y'all bugging. Y'all can still get a little bit more. Like, look, hustling is hustling, y'all. Right, you don't have to be a drug dealer to be a hustler. You just got to think like one, and it'll come to you, and be people who will feel like it's okay. Because look, I wanted to, before I get out of, because I want to, yo, you know, look, people be out here talking, and they've been telling it, and they giving out information. Far be it for us as a group of people not to pay attention. Think about Gene Hackman, for example. Like, I know people been, you know, mad movies that this man has been in and stuff like that. But, you know, as of lately, in the later years, he been out here talking about things that's been going on in Hollywood. He was talking about where they got certain people that they use as hit people to go take out certain people in the entertainment industry when things don't go a certain way, when they know too much, when they figure out things and they do all this other stuff. And there's been so many mysterious deaths happening when it comes down to Hollywood. People just brush it off. They just feel like, yo, out of nowhere, this person died, they say it was natural causes and all the other shit. People just go along with it. Must be true. But these are the same people who faked the moon landing, right? But we don't believe it. But the fact that he was dead, his wife was dead, and they dog. So, you know, everybody in the house got everybody, like, I heard it was a couple of more dogs that was somewhere else that I guess they didn't bite the bullet. They might have been, I don't know, maybe this one dog was the one that was about that life, you know, and was, you know, trying to make sure to protect it, whoever was in the house, because they say the door was unlocked but no forced entry. But either way it go, you go back and you listen to what Gene Hackman was talking about, and then looking at what's going on with that whole situation right now, it's no way that's not foul play, yo. So we know that when it comes down to information coming out, when it's the truth, that's why we should understand that what Doge is finding is the truth, because look at the way the Democrats are acting. There's no way they should be mad about people finding out that they've been spending money the wrong way. They've been robbing the American people. They're supposed to represent the American people. The Democrats are supposed to represent the American people just like all the other ones, and they're not upset that they've been ripping us off. They're upset that they got found out. That's how we know it's true. That's how we know, y'all. That's how we know they playing in our faith. That's how we know they've been robbing us the whole time. That's how we know. It's easy for us to go out there and check out what their office is and see what they're supposed to be making a year, see how long they've been there, and find out that don't equal up to what their net worth is right now. The people who screaming the loudest is the ones who are benefiting from the fraud, the waste, and all that other shit that's been going on out there. It's true, because they so upset. Like, they ain't talked about a policy yet. All the shit they talk about didn't win in the election, and they still talking about this and that instead of talking about policies. I thought y'all was supposed to be for the people, and that's what I'm saying. That's how we know it's true. And it's the same thing with Gene Hackman. The way, because they killed the dog, if they had left the dog alone, then I ain't, you know what I'm saying? We, you know, but then the fact that the dog dead, we know. Like, that is extra on top of it. Like, yo, listen, these people been out here telling the truth, and then now they're not here no more, and then people just sweep it under the rug instead of going back to, you know, all right, let me go find out what Gene Hackman been talking about lately. Let me figure that out real quick, because if everybody got to go that way, like they said, you know what I'm saying, then, yeah, let me go check that out. And people go check that out, and they figure it out. Be like, oh, yo, he was talking about this? Oh, yeah, all right. Now, you know, it makes sense. So it's the same thing with anything else, y'all. Like, we can't keep continuing to just let people pull the wool over our eye, man. That's just the bottom line. I'm sorry, y'all. It is what it is. You could be upset. People probably don't have to like me, because, you know, it's a lot of people who don't agree with me. It's a lot of people who feel like we should be mad about DEI. It's a lot of people who feel like we should be boycotting. It's a lot of people that feel like black people is always, you know, this, that, and the third, and white people this and white people that. But, yo, let's think about this. And I'm gonna stop at this before I go, because I can keep going. But let me stop at this. As much as we want to think about things that happened back in the day when it came to us as black people and how we had to maneuver and survive, let's just take Harriet Tubman, for example. We know that Harriet Tubman was responsible for a lot, for leading the way to find a way up the Mississippi River to get people from out of the South up into the North to where they would be free, right? To where slavery didn't exist. But they had to go along a route. Now, we tend to forget, because for some reason we think that all white people are racist. And that's the stupidest shit ever, to be still sitting up here mad about white people. Like, no, because there's no way she could have pulled this off without white people, because who owned the houses back then? It wasn't black people, because you was a slave. So it had to be, in order for her to have people that could hide in the daytime, because remember, they could only move at night, which gave us an advantage because of our skin color, right? We could only move at night. So in the daytime, where you think people was at? In the daytime, it was in the basement of white people houses. So white, it wasn't all of the white people in the South and all this other stuff that was down with racism and down with the way that people were being treated. No. Right? There are real people out here that got empathy for other people. They probably couldn't do but so much, but they did what they could. And think about that. That's the only reason she was able to get as many people, and she got thousands of people away from the situation that they was in by going up the Mississippi River. But she had a network of white people that helped her. You know what I'm saying? This is real facts. Y'all can go check this out. Real facts. And that goes with anything. It's a lot of revolutions. Yes, there are a lot of things that happened in American history. We could talk about Lake Lanier and how that was even created. It's a lot of different things that we could talk about that was the cause, you know, Black Wall Street, Tulsa, all these different things. Like, we can talk about it. Yeah, we know that in this thing, it was a such thing as to be able to lynch somebody live in the middle of the street. We know that. Right, we know our history and will how far we've come from. But what we cannot say is that every single person is like that. And the only reason why we can even holler anything about racism right now is because we still ain't figured out the number one thing. The only way you can be racist against another people is for a race to stick together. We can't be racist against nobody because we still ain't stuck together. And because of that, we the ones that are suffering the most, but we look the best. I mean, you got to think about it. There's mad people out here who look like $1 million who ain't got it. I know mad people with Gucci belts. I know mad people with Louis Vuitton shoes, right? And they don't own that one LLC. So, facts. We got one more comment out here, and let's see. Oh, that makes sense. This is why those people are now crying wolf, and that's a big fact, because they would not be mad at what if it was really, you know, like really what it was, they wouldn't be that mad at fam. They'll find ways to start focusing on policy and get off Trump. He already won. Let him either fail or pass. Whatever he gonna do, let him do it. Y'all get ready for the next run-up. That's just what it is. If y'all going to compete, get ready. Have some policies. Have some ways that you can do with the American people, not what you want to do. What you want to do ain't work. People ain't voting for that. People ain't voting for men playing in women's sports. People not voting for transgender and all this other stuff just because you just choose to be who you are. We respect you, and you respect us, but we ain't letting you give us our own terminology of who we are because you want to have your own. Nah, we ain't doing all that. We don't want all these other things taught in schools to minors and to kids. We don't want all of that. We just saying that. We've been telling y'all that. Y'all still trying to push that stuff through. Y'all still fronting. Like, we ain't with that. Period. So, yo, all I'm saying is that if it was really about that, y'all would be about that. But we understand that it's not. Y'all mad because we found out how y'all maneuvering that money around and how y'all getting right out here, and that's all y'all worried about. You know what I'm saying? That little old, that little Negro spiritual man, the man that led the Negro spiritual at the thing with Trump, with the cane. You know what I'm saying? He up here being disruptive and talking about all this other stuff and how much we fought and all that other shit. And yet you didn't stand for a little black boy who beat cancer? Like, yo, we ain't fight for that either, huh? I guess not, yo. You wildin'. I don't want to hear none of that shit about the cancer thing. Talking about he ended all the things with the cancer. No, he didn't. He ended the payments that went to things that was non-cancer related. But like I said, y'all won't go do the research. So y'all just find reasons to be mad. But here on Sparking Conversation, this is what we do. We talk that real. Because when I have guests on here, a lot of times we don't get to talk like this. So y'all know the vibe. Each and every week, y'all tap in with me. We going to make it happen. And I got guests or not. Before the show starts, I'm going to give y'all what I got to give y'all for the week. Because it's information that we need to know. And that's just a fact. So I'm about to be out of here. I'm thankful to all the people that jumped on. It was a bunch of y'all that jumped on YouTube and on Facebook. Thank y'all so much, man. I appreciate y'all. Make sure y'all join us next week. And if y'all are watching me on YouTube for the first time, please subscribe. And if you're watching me on Twitch, please subscribe. And if you're watching me on Facebook, hit me with the follow or whatever, man. You know what I'm saying? So we can keep this train moving and keep this information coming out. So next week, I got another guest. Well, I didn't have one this week, so saying I got another guest is weird, but I got a guest next week, so y'all make sure y'all join me next week, and we're going to make it shape. So until next week, never forget, I say this every time, if you don't believe in yourself, nobody else will. So until we meet again, peace, y'all.